Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 8, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So, Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear King, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life, with the mind, words and body are not counteracted through the proper atonement according to the description of the Manusangita and other dharma shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planet after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you. So, atonement is prescribed in every scripture. Even in Christian Bible there is atonement. So, in other scriptures also there is atonement. Just like a man who has committed murder, he must die, life for life. This is atonement. When the government punishes a murderer with capital punishment, death, that is a mercy upon that. Punishment is accepted practically all over the world from time immemorial. So, there must be atonement. Say, if a person who has committed murder, killed somebody else, then if he is punished by death, then the sinful activities which he has committed, that is counted. Otherwise, he will have to suffer next life very severely, 4 times. So people do not believe even in the next life and what to speak of atonement and punishment. They are kept in darkness. Otherwise, they would have been, if they would have followed actually the injunction of the Shastra. First of all, one should not be killing anyone. In the Bible also it is said, thou shalt not kill. Why it is forbidden? Because if he kills, he will have to suffer. But they do not care for it, therefore they suffer. So Sukadeva Goswami says that whatever punishment I have described in the 5th canto on account of different sinful activities, one has to suffer that unless he commits, unless he performs atonement. This is it. Natev ihaiva bhachitin jatang hasa kutasakudyan manoktipanhi. We can commit sinful activity in different ways. Mano, even by mind, we can commit sinful activity. If I contemplate something sinful by my mind, then we become affected. Therefore, we must keep always sinless. Kaya mana bhakya. This sannyas, tridanda. There are 3 rods within the stick, as you call. 3 dandas, not 3, 4. 3 is kaya, body, mind, daimon, and words. And one he is personal. Therefore there are four, six within the Brahma. Those who have taken sannyas, they know it. That the idea is that I surrender to my spiritual master or Krishna. Spiritual master is identical with Krishna because he gives true knowledge. Therefore he is as good as God. Sakshad haritena samastha sattri yudhastha thabhap. Spiritual master is considered directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshat. Sakshat means direct. Why? Because he is Jnana-prada. He gives knowledge, real knowledge. That is the qualification of spiritual. Nobody can become spiritual master if he has no knowledge. If he is a speculator, he cannot become a spiritual master. He must give the right knowledge. Then he is bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise he is a bogus. Jnana-prada. And without real knowledge, our life is useless. Just like this morning, we are talking so many things. There are no standard knowledge, no real knowledge. They do not know anything. Still, they present themselves, pretend themselves as philosophers, scientists, as guru, as father. No. Everyone, those who are guardians, therefore Shastra has forbidden. Guru na sasyat, sajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat. One should not become a guru. One should not become a relative. One should not become the father. One should not become the mother. One should not become the husband. In this way, there is a list. Why? Namo chayirja samupi tamrittam. If he does not know how to guide his disciple or subordinate to stop the cycle of birth and death, he should not do that. This is the ultimate goal of life, that we have to stop the cycle. Punarjanma jayaya, to conquer over next birth. Punarjanma jayaya. When Vishvamitra Muni went to see Maharaj Dasarath to ask the help of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, there was a demon. They were disturbing in the forest. The same persons were disturbed. They could kill that demon. But because they were Brahmins, saintly persons, they did not like the killing business in their own hands. That was the system. A Brahmana will not kill. A Brahmana simply by cursing, what he can kill. Doesn't require him to open. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed by a boy, Brahmana, that within 7 days he will be bitten by a snake and he will die. The Brahmanas were so fast. The Brahman is not Joe. And Kali Yuga, there is no such Brahman. So, this Vishvamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath to request that send your sons, Ramchandra and Lakshman, to kill this demon. Kshatriya's business. Chak means injury. If somebody is injuring your body, it is the duty of the government to save you. Why unnecessarily you are injuring this? Just like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was going, and some person was Sudra in the dress of a king. He was trying to kill a cow. Immediately, Parikshit Maharaj took his sword. Who are you, Rastal? You are trying to kill a cow in my kingdom. That is Kshatriya. The tree has taken bath. The man has taken bath. Why simply man should be saved, not the cow, not the tree? He must be saved. It is the government too. Unnecessarily, there cannot be any killing. Lord Christ also, thou shalt not kill. Yes, this is the beginning of religious life. If you are accustomed to kill somebody, either man, animal, tree, fish, anything, there is no entrance in religious life. There is no entrance. Because everyone, every living entity is son of God. Sarvajonishu. We have read Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajonishu. And all sources of birth. Sarvajonishu. Sambhavanti Murtaya. There are different forms of life. 8,400,000. They are all living entities. But according to karma, they have got different bodies. This is different. Just like we have got different dresses, according to my choice. Similarly, we get different bodies according to my choice. This morning, we are talking about the sufferer. What is it called? Sea sufferer? Surfer, yes. Surfer. I call sufferer. Sea surfer, it is practical. Because you are creating a situation by which you shall become a fish. Yes? Contamination. Just like if you purposely contaminate some disease, you must suffer from that disease. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunishu in the Bhagavad Gita. Why there are different varieties of life? That, what is the reason? That reason means karma. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajunishu prakriti kriyamanani prakriti sthopi purusha bhunjanti tadguna. So, the reason is, as you are infecting, the nature's law is so perfect that if you infect something, some disease, some contamination, then you must suffer. This is nature's law, automatically going on. Karanam gunasangas. So there are three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. So long we are in this material law. Purusha prakriti sthopi bhunjante tad guna. If we remain in certain place, we must be affected by the modes of that place. So there are three modes, sattva-gun, rajo-gun. We have to associate either with the modes of goodness or with the modes of passion or with the modes of ignorance. Now, 3 into 3, it becomes 9. 9 into 9, it becomes 81. A mixture, just like color, there are 3 colors, blue, red and yellow. Now, those who are expert in manufacturing color, artists, they mix these 3 colors in different ways and they display. Similarly, according to the gunas or mixture, association, karanam gunasangasya, we get different types of bodies. Therefore we see so many varieties of bodies. The karanam gunasangasya. So, the person who is taking very much pleasure, dancing in the sea like fish, so he is contaminating that modes of nature. so that in next life he will become a fish. He will be very free to dance with you. Now it will take again millions of years to come to this stage of human. Jalajana Mulukhani, Savara, Lakhavin. He has to pass through this fish life. There are 900,000 different species of life. Then you again come to the land. You become trees, plants and so on. 2 million different forms you have to go through. That is evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution, that is not perfectly explained. It is explained in the Vedic literature. A tree is standing for 10,000 of years. We have to pass through this land. But there is no perfect knowledge. We are thinking we are now very nice American body or Indian body. No. It took so many years to come to this life. Therefore, Shastra says, Lambhya Sudul Lavamidam Bahusam Bhavanti. He has got this human form of life after many, many millions of years waiting. So do not misuse it. That is Vedic civilization. Not to misuse the human form of life. Nature's law is very, very strict. This life, it is given a chance. Nature gives a chance. Now, you get this human form of life with advanced consciousness. Now we make further improvement. That is right. From here, we can make further improvement. What is that further improvement? We can go to the better planets. There are many better planets. You can go there. Heavenly planets. There you can live for 10,000 of years. 10,000 of years, and that is also not our year. The higher planetary system, there one day, our 6 months. In that way you can live there for 10,000 of years. And the standard of living condition is 1,000 times better. Therefore it is called heavenly. If you like, you can go there. Buddhaṁ gacchanti sattvastha, jāti devo vṛtā devan, everything is explained. If you like, you can go to the Pṛthivī loka. If you want to remain here as human being, you can also remain here. But you have to work for it. To keep your position, status. Just like if you become a rich man, high standard of life, you have to maintain it. Not that it will continue automatically. No, that is not possible. This is material world is not like that. You get one position and it will continue. No. A little discrepancy immediately deteriorates your position. So you have to maintain it. If you want to maintain yourself within this bhūlok, there are above this bhūlok, bhūvālok, janalok, tapalok, mahalok, there are so many Platonic systems. And down also, tal, atal, nital, patal, talatal, like that. If you want to go down, you can go down. If you want to go up, you can go. Hūdhaṁgacchanti-sattva, everything is there, you can do. Only that anyone can understand that in the human society, if you want to become a high court judge, you can become. And if you want to become a criminal in the prison house, you can become. Everything is open. Not that government says that you become a criminal and he prefers somebody, you become a high court. No. Everything is in your hand. If you like, you can become. So. Similarly, if you like, you can go back to home, back to God. That is perfection. And if you don't like, then remain here. Therefore Krishna says, aprapamam nivartanti nityu saṃsāra vartane. Krishna has come to you to give you nice instruction. How you can go back to home, back to God. Back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's mission. Paritrānāya sāvanāṁ vināsāya sa duṣkitāṁ. He comes himself, Krishna, and he comes as Caitanya Mahāprabhu, as devotee of Krishna. Caitanya Mahāprabhu is Krishna. And because people misunderstood, the Krishna is asking, sarva-dhammān parityajya, māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. This rascal thought that it is too much. Why I shall surrender to Krishna? I am as good as Krishna. Why shall I? That is our mentality. If somebody says, good man, that you surrender, I shall give you good instruction. Why shall I surrender? That is material life. But our this Krishna consciousness movement begins when you are ready to surrender. That is beginning. Tad viddhi panipate. Panipat means surrender. Pratishtha rupina nipa. Yes, I surrender. That is the beginning. Bhavanam janmanamam te jnanamatmanam prabhadrati. To learn the surrender, it will take many, many births. Bhavanam janmanam. But those who are intelligent, they will surrender immediately. Krishna says surrender, why not? Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Let me tell you. Then his life is successful. Immediately. Within a second, his life is successful. But we are not prepared to surrender. That is our material disease. So, if we do not surrender to Krishna and take his instruction and make our life, that is our choice. But if you like, you can make your life successful within a moment, simply by surrendering to Krishna. Thank you very much.